Hello, how are you doing? 2020. We're doing a summary of the year, man. A recap of whatever happened to me, to you, to the world in general. How are you guys doing? It's the first episode of the year 2021, and I am so excited to have you guys back in the building. Is there a building? No, there isn't. But you know what? Let's just keep it moving. So 2020 was a year that tested our grit. If you have made it this far, you know what you had to do to get through it. And I applaud you. I applaud you for getting through it, getting here safe. I don't even know where to start, though. It was one heck of a roller coaster. But all in all, it did test our grit, it did test our resilience, and the fact that we are here right now is a testament that we are more resilient than we think. We have braved, we have gone through, we have made it through a lot of things, and even birthdays didn't feel the same. So yeah, getting right into it, I'm just doing a recap of things that I think I can remember about 2020, because time was a freaking illusion. I don't know what happened. We started out in March, where the pandemic was what had spread to Kenya, and it was just a blur because it was all about, let's lock down the country to keep you guys safe, restricted movement, just go out for essentials, don't go out if you don't have to, if it's unnecessary, just stay indoors, take care of yourself, sanitize, wash your face, wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, and just keep every surface clean. Don't get into contact with people that you don't need to get into contact with. And then all of a sudden it's like June gets to August. August gets to September. And it was a weird concept because the days were fast, but the months were the days were slow, but the months were really fast. So I don't know what really happened. It was just crazy. The Nairobi governor got impeached in 2020. That was a standout moment. It was crazy because, to be honest, they did elect, because I'm pretty much not from Nairobi per se. I'm kind of in something they call the Nairobi metropolitan area. I don't know if that counts as well. We did elect a governor who was really, I wouldn't say incompetent, but a man of the street. Because, Nairobi is such a huge city and it needs a lot of manpower. Not only manpower, but a lot of intellect to run it. It needs strategies. It needs someone who can formulate plans that are sustainable for the future. Not just someone who's all banter and no substance. And that's what we got. But finally, he got impeached. I don't give too much crap about politics, but that was a standout moment. We lost a few people, the famous people. Kobe Bryant, man, Chadwick Boseman, Kenny Rogers, Papa Shirandula. It was a mess. It was a proper mess. And for anyone out there who lost a family member, or a friend or relative, I'm deeply sorry about your loss. My condolences. And if it had anything to do with COVID-19, I'm even more deeply sorry, because that was something that, it really ravaged the whole world, really. And if it did hit you close, and I'm really sorry about that. That wasn't, Alright, moving on, man. Yo, so I happen to meet some, every year I feel like I meet some interesting people, and there are always a few standout people. But this, the last year, 2020, I think some of the standout people are, there's this time I started rugby practice. Not really. I was just taking my friend to play rugby. I just run around the field and do some stuff like this. Because if you see how I'm built, nah, I am not built to be on a rugby field. For shit! So yeah, I take my friend there, and his rugby fraternity were just really cool people, really down to earth, real quick to assimilate you into, you know, the clique and the lifestyle. And I really appreciated the guys, because, you know, you learn a lot of things from new people like this. And it was really, really dope to just, you know, be there and make new friends. And it was a genuine connection, and that was amazing. Another person who stood out from last year is a lady by the name Saru. Oh my goodness, she was just amazing. I haven't met her in person, that's the thing. We have spoken on phone, but some of the conversations we've had are amazing. Oh my goodness, and it just keeps getting better. She will be featured on my podcast, for real. This is a true story. This is a promise. Because, man, she is just with the man. Her conversations get really deep. She has this introspective view on things, which you tend to overlook. But when she speaks about them, it's... Whew. Yeah, you definitely get to hear about her. From her, sorry. Yeah. I watched some movies in 2020 because there was nothing much to do. And some of the standout movies that I did watch in 2020 were, if I was to rank them, I wouldn't. But the best one I did watch was The Devil All the Time. I loved that movie. It was crazy. Such a plot twist, the plot twist on plot twist on plot twist, which is one of the things I go for in a movie. Storyline, freaking immaculate. The cast, proper cast. And man, I can't spoil it. If you are into some kind of thriller with a bit of a dark edge, then The Devil All the Time is the kind of movie you want to check out. I highly recommend it. Another movie is Tenet. My goodness, Christopher Nolan killed it. I watched it once. I have to watch it at least twice for me to grasp the whole concept. That movie is just a masterpiece. I don't know if you're familiar with Aubrey Plaza. She was on a show called Parks and Recreation. She also did a movie, it's called Black Bear. It's amazing. The standout animation for me was Onward. That movie was just, it had everything. The emotions, the, you know, it was just everything you'd want from an animation movie. Almost ate my tongue on that one. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog, that one was also so dope. The whole when they redid the character, the Sonic character, that was really dope on the part of people being able to, you know, rustle up petitions to get the character changed. And he did get changed, and we got the proper looking one. And let me tell you, Jim Carrey, all I can say, he carries the movie. That's it, man. You should really go and see it. Unhinged, Russell Crowe, he's the actor behind the best movie ever created on earth, if you ask me. And that movie was the year 2000, The Gladiator. And he reprises another role in this movie as a demented, road rage, freaking crazy guy. And the plot twist is amazing. So again, highly recommend that one, Unhinged. Coffee and Kareem. Let me tell you, when it comes to any movie with kids using cuss words, I'm sold. I'm all in. So this is one of those you just have to check out for yourself and, you know, just enjoy your time with it. And you know, when they have the best, they also have the worst. So we get to some of the movies that I rank as the worst that I watched last year. First one, Bloodshot. Oh my goodness. Vin Diesel. No. as a main guy in the movie, yes, the acting was really good, but the whole plot was misconstrued. It was just tangled. The dialogue was shit. So yeah, wait. In the best movie, did I add Extraction? Extraction was a good movie. Chris Hemsworth. Please go watch that one. Please do. Yeah. The Tax Collector, that was a bad movie. Oh my goodness, it was so bad. So bad. The Old Guard. The Five Bloods. Okay, this one I have to rant about for a bit. They had a plot going. They really did. I believe they did. They had this whole idea behind it where they'd have like a whole renaissance. Not renaissance per se, like you know, like a Vietnam vets coming back to Vietnam after years of, you know, the combat and seeing the difference and blah blah and black power. But yo, they lost the narrative because they had so many cringy moments. It was just so scattered. The dialogue was weird. It just made no sense. They threw in the worst thing about it. It's like they wrecked the whole Chadwick Boseman career, because he had a flawless thing going on, and sadly on it, after he just passed and the movie came out, and that's what it's bad. Please, if you can, avoid it. But if you want to watch it, and I've already given you the disclaimer, please go ahead and tell me what you think about it, because if you ask me, ooh, we can do without that one. Yeah, I had so many good days, so many amazing days. We did a few projects. I also I became a bit more serious with this podcast, so I rolled out episodes on episodes because I had time to think and all that. And yeah, it was a good time. Another thing that stood out was some companies really got the brunt of it. Kenyan companies. And yo, firstly, I never thought I'd see the day that, you know, a giant conglomerate like Tuskeys will just, you know, close the curtains. That was sad, because Tuskeys had this, yo, some hot dogs which were crazy good. They were crazy good. And now that they're gone, I don't know who else can, you know, roll out such good hot dogs. Souk Bazaar, which took over from Nakumat, which was a Next Gen mall, they also closed and had this crazy sale, and things were just going off the shelves. I remember I had a friend who was around in September of 2020, went inside Souk Bazaar to look for nothing but cigarettes. Just cigarettes. And they were not available. So that tells you how bad things were. And it was really bad. It was really bad. Shelves were mad empty. And the last time I went into that building, I actually took a sneak peek, and it was it was pretty much closed. So yeah. One of my best transportation apps, which you use, Boda Boda. For those who don't know what a Boda Boda is, it's a motorbike which is actually ferries you around. Like, you don't hire it, it has someone else on it. So they give you a helmet, they give you something to cover your hair with, and it has a visor. It's safe because you also get a reflector jacket, and it was so convenient and super affordable to get you around town and, you know, just around the city. And it died because of Corona, because now, you know, you can't share, like, because, you know, when you put on the helmet with the visor and someone else put it on, you're at high risk of catching something. And if you're on a motorbike with someone else, they might just have it. So man, the company just died. And it was crazy because they had a very good model where you'd put money in your phone and act like a wallet. So when you're being ferried around, once you just hop off the bike when you get to your destination, the money just gets deducted. You don't even have to reach out for your phone. That was amazing. It was such an amazing concept. But it died. So man, shout out to Safe Boda, man. Always and forever. You guys are the best. 1824. This is one of the most notorious clubs on Langata Road. And they had this reputation for just having tens of hundreds of people. And it was, yo, let me tell you, this place is crazy. It really gets, it gets crazy. So when you get to a point where people really flaunted regulations, you know, like, you aren't really supposed to be out there like that. I mean, you're supposed to be in your houses and stuff. So it had to be closed because of people really flaunting those COVID restrictions. And we don't know if it'll get open or, you know, it'll be open back. But in the meantime, RIP 1824. Good times. Good times. Yeah, man. Yeah, one of the worst things that happened was almost becoming an alcoholic, man. That was crazy, because at some point there was nothing really to do, so just meeting up with friends and just getting super duper wasted. And that's not something you just want to be doing almost daily. We had to, like, you know, reevaluate some things, and we made it through. You just know we made it through. We didn't become all the way like alcoholics, so yeah. But we in no one's defense, we did drink quite a lot of liquor, which was not good. And I'm not advising anyone to do that. That was crazy. It's crazy freaking times. Another thing I did, I joined Tinder. I actually joined Tinder in March of 2020 because of the restrictions and everything, so the movement was limited. And you still want to see people, so I did it virtually. And let me tell you, Tinder is weird. I haven't met anyone in person. I have had some good conversations with a few ladies, but it just ends there and it's pending. And I meet another one on Tinder and we have a good conversation, and I get tired of the conversation because I'm really into the whole meeting people on a personal level, like a face-to-face level. I am really good with that. But when it comes to this whole social media kind of thing, nah, it's not really my cup of tea. And I was trying to get out of my comfort zone, but Tinder is, it's really just not for me. I'm still on it, but to be honest, I feel like anytime I just might pull the plug, I just, cause it's really superficial. It's so superficial. It's out of my comfort zone. But let's see what happens. I mean, we out here. We in these streets. We are in this streets. These streets are not good though. If you're in a relationship, I pray that you work your best to maintain it, because out here things are crazy. You stay put, fight for your right to love. I don't know if that makes any sense. Yeah, another thing we just had to do, like, okay, I personally had to do, was just try to stay put and get out of my head, because the head is a crazy place to be in. So many things go on over there, man. So I was just trying to, you know, get myself a bit busy and, you know, just stay out of my head. And I did my best though, but sometimes I did fail, but I tried my best and I made it through though. I made it through, because it's crazy in the African context. Well, not nowadays, because nowadays we're a bit more sensitive to mental health issues. But what, 3 maybe 4 years ago, maybe, it wasn't such it wasn't highlighted how bad mental issues can be. And unless you just started going like crazy, when I say crazy, I mean like you started picking papers on the ground, and you know, you're malnourished, you're disheveled, you're not really in there. So that's when people would be like, yo, this person is going nuts. They wouldn't see the signs early. So yeah, not there. I just decided, you know what, I worked on myself a bit, put the bottle down for a while, and just, you know, I try to spend more time with family, so you know, it kind of clears your head. So that was a good thing also to do. Yeah. But it was hard. It was hard, man. My friends, my good family from Rwanda came through, like I said, and that was an amazing week, man. It was just a roller coaster of good times and good times and good times. It's always good when you get such a distraction, you know. You have people to talk to, you know, you have like, and you're seeing them doing well, you know. It's so dope. They opened up the border just for a bit and they're able to come through, and you know, and I got to see them. That was amazing, man. Yeah, also I met Caroline Mutoko and she was actually really amazing, and if things go well she might just feature on my podcast. Let's get our fingers crossed, because she's a very hard person to pin down, but if things go well she might just feature on my podcast and, you know, make it happen. So yeah, this is a few things that are the highlights of the 2020 for me. I don't know about you. That was a very crazy year. Tested so much about myself. I saw my growth. I saw a few things that I need to fix. I still am under construction like everyone else is. So let's just still hang in there. Let's try to fix ourselves. Let's try better ourselves. Let's not give up. It's a marathon. Remember, it's not a sprint. Don't look at others, look at yourself, look at your insides, not your insides like that, that's gross, ew, I mean, like, look inside yourself and find yourself if you think you lost yourself, and, you know, if you have friends, cherish them, tell them you love them, take care of yourself, avoid touching your face, if you don't need to touch your face after being out there, wash your hands, sanitize, take care of yourself, man. This thing is real. It can get you at any time, and I hope it doesn't, but you know, stay ready so that you don't have to be ready. With that being said, welcome to 2021. A few things that have changed, and I like the fact that you're still here with me. I'll be keeping more episodes rolling in. There was a bit of a slack, just a bit, because of my YouTube transition. When I roll out the videos, you guys will be the first to know. Santeni sana. Have yourself an amazing time. Thank you very much.